السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات وفطر الله عليها البشرية وهي أساس الفرض والسنة ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله وبعثنا على لا إله إلا الله وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين أما بعد As usual in the beginning of the khutbah I would like to request the brothers and sisters the youngsters whoever is using the cell phone, inshallah, to put it on the side for a few minutes. Disconnect yourself, detach yourself from dunya, and come forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Using the cell phone while the imam is talking, any imam, any masjid, invalidates the prayer. Because this is type of laghw, right? As if you're talking to someone physically in the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. As they always say, as a, you know, it's just as a joke, that you not checking your profiles and your shares and all of that, your stock shares, is not going to change anything in the market. The market is always going to be the same, whether you check it now or later. Nothing is going to change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. I mean, so in the previous khutbah, I understand it was the first khutbah, but I know some brothers, mashallah, I saw them in the first khutbah, so inshallah, kind of build on what we've talked about last time, about the hubb of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since we are in the month of Rabi' al-Awwal. And here, I'm not getting into the argument whether, you know, al-Mawlid al-Nabawi, al-Ihtifal, and celebrating al-Mawlid al-Nabawi is bid'ah or not. This is not my topic for today. My topic for last time and for today is all about the mahabba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. And when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can talk about him any point of time. But as I requested the brothers in the previous khutbah, I will request the same inshallah. Whenever you hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? Because the Prophet himself says, and he says, the one who is stingy, the one who is bakhil, is the one whom my name is mentioned in front of them, and they don't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Allah started with himself and the angels, and then he said, do the same. Right? إن الله وملائكته. Allah sends the peace and blessings upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. O believers, do the same thing. So whenever you hear the name of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, say صلى الله عليه وسلم or اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم, whichever form, inshallah, that's easy for you, right? And one of the things that I said in the previous khutbah is that the salah wa salam ala nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم not only benefit you in akhirah. Wallahi, this is very true. I remember one of my shuyukh in New York, he used to tell me this, you know, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقضي لك حاجة and يقضي لك شيئا أو حاجة, if you want Allah to facilitate something for you in this dunya, increase the salah wa salam ala nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. You say to yourself, this word, this, you know, amount of salah salam ala nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم will be inshallah with the barakah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate things for me, be it, you know, a difficulty, job issue, family issue, whatever it might be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy, inshallah, for you. And one of the interesting things that I shared with the brothers also over some of the reflections that I post sometimes, I said that last week I dedicated the day to as-salatu was-salam ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I gave the first khutbah here and I drove all the way to Valley Ranch to give the second khutbah. And I said to myself, both khutbah are going to be as-salatu was-salam ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate some personal matter for me. And as I finished the khutbah, as I'm driving to Valley Ranch, I got the phone call that I've been waiting for subhanAllah, for weeks. Congratulations, you got what you wanted, right? And immediately I was so excited that I actually shared the story with the brothers at Valley Ranch over there. I told them, that's exactly what happened. I've been waiting for a phone call, and I received the phone call as I was driving to you. So what do you explain that? Right? That's the salah and salam ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was talking about the mahabba of the Prophet. Why do we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Number one, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself loved him so much. He loved him and he demonstrated that in so many different ayat in Quran. One of them is that whenever he mentioned the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he uses the title Ya ayyuha, Ya ayyuha nabi, Ya ayyuha rasul, O messenger, O prophet. Right? If you look at the rest of the message on the prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them with their names only, their names. He says, Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Isa, Ya Dawood, Ya Isa, and so on and so forth, Ya Musa. But when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Ayyuha Nabi, O Messenger, O Prophet, Ya Ayyuha Rasul, O Messenger. And whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without a title, he says, Muhammadun Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Right? Do you see this hub from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We should demonstrate the same hub to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best way to demonstrate and exemplify the hub of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by learning the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Billahi alaykum. If you claim that you love someone and you want to follow someone, yet you do not know anything about them, that is not possible. How can you love someone without learning about them, reading the biography, right? Without reading the details of their lives, right? When we, our youngsters especially, and a lot of brothers and sisters, when they want to imitate, when they want to take a celebrity as a role model, like an artist, a soccer player, a football player, or whatever it may be, you feel like they read everything about them. That if you just randomly ask them a question, they will tell you. They will tell you everything. I promise there will be some youngsters or some brothers. They will tell you what day and what time and what game Cristiano Ronaldo scored when he was in Manchester United. I promise they will remember this. But when you tell them, all right, who's the uncle of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? When did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrate? What was the ghazwa of this or that? Have no clue. But then when we talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When someone speaks bad about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah, I sacrifice you with my life and my soul and everything ya Rasulullah. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam probably is looking at us as like, what are you guys talking about? All right? How can we sacrifice everything but you do not know even know anything about me? All right? Because when you know someone, when you get to know someone deeply on a personal level, all right, you will copy them and imitate them, yeah? So the best way is by studying the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And why is it important? Why is it important? It's not just about, you know, picking up a Rihaq al-Makhtum, one of the seerah books and just read. No, actually deeper, get deeper into the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Attend lectures, listen to lectures over YouTube, and educate yourself about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he interacted with his family members, how he interacted with his companions, with the society, with the community, with the enemies, and so on and so forth. Again, I will pause, and I will humbly request the brothers, inshallah, whoever is using the phone, please put the phone on the side and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Using the phone when the imam is talking invalidates your prayer. Imagine you came, you left your work, your school, maybe it's a break time, your lunch time, you left your family and struggle with the parking, with the traffic, and you're coming here, right? Parked your car and you came in and you started checking your phone and your profiles and perhaps texting and doing all of that. And then on the Day of Judgment, right, when you see a record, Salat al-Jum'ah on that day, it's not there. Ya Allah, where is Salat al-Jum'ah? I was there. Well, Habibi, you were in the masjid, but you were not in the masjid. You were actually busy with dunya, right? See, then what do you expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it's very serious, and I take it very seriously because I care for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Ameen. So, back to studying to the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why it is so important to learn and study the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, because it does humanize the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To make average person connect with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I promise when you study his seerah on the personal level, you will connect with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you will see one aspect of his life that you've never heard about, right? That you've never heard about. Whenever we presented the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ to people, we presented in a such technical manner. Like it's all about the ghazawat, it's about the sulh, it's about his, you know, interactions with the certain leaders, high level, right? But when you go deeper into the seerah, you realize that the Prophet ﷺ was just like a man, like a human being, like you and I. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you're talking about tests and the trials, every single test and the trial that you've been going through, that you have gone through, that you will be going through, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has gone through the same exact test, subhanallah. You lost a child, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam buried six of his children in his lifetime, right? Your daughter got separated, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughter got separated as well, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam marital issues, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had some marital issues as well. Some people betrayed you, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was betrayed multiple times, right? People, you're insignificant people's eyes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was actually they gathered young children and threw rocks at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You feel you're being humiliated sometimes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so humiliated. You feel like the people after you, people were after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you read these situations and these stories and incidents, you will say to yourself, wait a minute, it seems like everything happened. So Rasulullah sallam is happening to me right now. But that's the time when you should learn how to deal with that. Because we all know that the musibah will come. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is part of the contract. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sign up a contract with us. All right, he said, "Inna al-insan." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi kabad." You will be tested, I will be tested, all of us will be tested. No single human being will be left without a test, whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not. فَإِنْ شِئْتَ أُجِرْتَ فَإِنْ صَبَرْتَ أُجِرْتَ وَأَمْرِ اللَّهِ نَافِذ. If you have sabr, you will be rewarded, and whatever Allah decided will come to happen. And if you do not have patience, if you do not accept the decree of Allah, the decree of Allah will happen, and you still will not be rewarded for it. Khalas, that's the reality of dunya. If anyone can change that reality, be my guest, inshallah. Tell me how you do that so I can follow you soon, inshallah. Right? So now, when you find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been going through all of this, this is the human aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he interacted with his family members. I have shared a beautiful story of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his grandchildren, you know, young children. When he was giving the khutbah, like I'm giving the khutbah right now, and he sees Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, Al-Imam Al-Hasan, Al-Imam Al-Husayn, alayhima as-salam, Sayyida, you know, Ahlul Jannah, Shabab Ahlul Jannah. He sees them coming from afar, and they're little kids, you know, they're stumbling, they're not able to walk straight. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stops the khutbah. He pauses the khutbah, all right? And he goes down, and he picks them up, and he brings them also to the minbar. He's telling everyone, check them out, they are my family. My family comes before anybody else. Right? Have you ever thought about a situation like this when your wife tells you or your kids are telling you, Dad, why did you prioritize your time with us over your work or over your friends? Right? Why you prefer to spend time for your friends? Why when it comes to people outside dealing with strangers, you're always smiling? When you come home, you're always, you know, you're not smiling, you're not laughing with us, you're not talking to us. Right? Thinking that, oh, I'm doing this for you. I'm working hard for you. I'm making connections because of you. Guess what? You are not helping them because that is not what your family is expecting from you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that family should always come first. And it doesn't matter how successful you are in the outside world with the standard of people, the people's standard, right, of success. Doesn't matter how successful you are. If you're not successful in your house, meaning that you put your effort, you've done everything. You've given quality time to your children. You've given them proper tarbiyah. I'm not talking about the ones who are being tested. You know, they've done their part, but it's not working out. Khalas, it's a qadr of Allah. But I'm talking about the ones who neglected their families and don't give them priority, thinking that they are successful. What are you looking for? I've secured a house for you. I have savings for you. I got you the latest Tesla model or any car, right? I've done all of that for you. Guess what? That is not what they're looking for from you. They're looking for quality time, right? That's the priority. That's what they need from you, brothers and sisters, right? So thinking that because you've gained wealth and you're successful at your career, but you're not able to interact with your children, your children are very dry from, you know, when talking to you, that your wife, she's not able to talk to you, you feel like you have no value in your home, and they call this success outside. Listen to any successful, listen to billionaires, and I want you to listen to them. Wallahi, I'm very interested in listening to successful people with the dunya, you know, standard. All right, they always say the one thing that we regret, not spending enough time with our families, because unfortunately, we focus on our work so much that we neglected our families. So when you come to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will have to pause again and request the brothers and sisters not to use the phone while the imam is talking. Disrespectful to Allah, to the imam, unless you are a doctor. I need to be fair. There are some doctors who are on call, they cannot. And I alhamdulillah, I appreciated that one of the doctors taught me this, alhamdulillah. He said, sometimes we are on call and we have to look at our watches and phones and stuff. If you are not doctor, if this is not emergency, I promise, stock market will not change because you're not checking your phone. It will be the same, right? But when you focus, inshallah, you learn, especially we're talking about whom? Habib Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa better than anything else, right? So when you interact with the seerah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you get to learn how he interacted with his family, with his children, with his spouse, right? How he interacted with his friends, right? With everyone. Why everyone loved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no single leader in the history of humanity that people actually followed him like how the Sahaba followed Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And don't tell me that, yeah, there were some leaders here and there. Brothers and sisters, it was all about nationalism, right? We are from this country and he was the leader of our country, so we followed him and we fought for the country, not just for the person. But when it came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh, he slept in the bed of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a young man, knowing that he could have been killed at any point of time, but it did not matter to him. Why? بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ I sacrifice everything for you. You have someone like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, who followed Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was crying so much when he knew that he was going to accompany Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam during Al-Hijrah. Why? Why such a successful person like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, why would he love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam like that? Because there was something about that man, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he made them attached to him. What did he do? All right, what kind of emotional intelligence did the Prophet ﷺ had that the people were really attached to him? It wasn't just about the divine. And I'll tell you why. Because somebody says he was a prophet, Allah supported him. It was before he received the message. Even people loved him. People said he is a Sadiq al-Amin, right? Before receiving the message. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد One of the greatest signs of loving Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is studying the seerah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم getting in connection right with the seerah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم Why? Because it does humanize the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم And this is very important aspect right Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is our role model How can you love the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? By following him, not just saying sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said halaqat dhikr and salawat wa salam nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's not what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam really wants from us. He wants a tibaa. See what he used to do and do. But nowadays, you tell someone it's a sunnah. What is the hukm? It's a sunnah. Oh, alhamdulillah. It's a sunnah. Alhamdulillah. Here meaning, khalas, I'm not gonna do it. That's it. I'm not gonna do it. So, right? It's true. Right or wrong? Yeah, that's what happens. I'm not gonna do it. Sunnah. Alhamdulillah. It's not in the Quran. Khalas. Who cares? All right, but Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ were completely different. Yeah, Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. When we tell the brothers, he used to, you know, drink with his right hand. Sometimes you try to advise some brothers. You don't want to take the nasiha. What difference does it make? Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. But Rasulullah ﷺ did it. You know, if he was a celebrity who used to do that, that's so ajib. I don't understand that, brothers and sisters. You see people copying celebrities and artists and every, you feel like they don't have their own separate identity. They just talk like them. They walk like them. You see someone, you know, I look like Ronaldo. You know, exactly, the hairstyle, the way they talk, right? If Ronaldo has an accent, they will speak with an accent, right? So ajib. So, wallahi, so ajib. But if you say Rasulullah ﷺ used to talk like that, Rasulullah ﷺ used to smile like that, okay, all right, that's Rasulullah ﷺ. It's not my business. Subhanallah. Ajib. Right? There is a trend nowadays in one of the countries where an artist, I'll conclude with this inshallah, he sings while covering up, like, you know, wearing a mask. And because everyone's like, who's that? Who's that? Not disclosing their identity. And everyone is like just going crazy that some people started purchasing the same mask and wearing with, even men wearing niqab in the street. Men wearing niqab in the street. Right? Why? Because that celebrity is doing that. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ajib. Ajib. Another artist tells people what kind of color you have to wear when you come to my concert. If you do not wear that color, you're not allowed to be in. And guess what? Everyone is wearing the same color. Allahu Akbar. But tell them Rasulullah used to wear the, for example, white thawb or black thawb, whatever. Okay. It's a habit. Is it mentioned the Quran, Sheikh? No. Alhamdulillah. Is the hub of Rasulullah ﷺ, brothers and sisters, time is always against us. Today, there's something historical is happening here, inshallah, which is the Seerah Conference. Alhamdulillah, our first annual Seerah Conference, we have 22 speakers coming from nationwide, everywhere in the nation. And every single speaker is going to talk about one of the aspects of the life of Rasulullah ﷺ. By the way, if you think I'm encouraging everyone to come. All the tickets have been pretty much sold out. Alhamdulillah, takbir. We're good, alhamdulillah, but it's for you and your family. We have tonight from 6:30 or all the way to Isha, and tomorrow the whole entire day. This room is going to talk about the human side of the prophet. That room is going to talk about another aspect of the prophet. And that, you know, multi-purpose rooms talk about, you know, the final moments of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a full package for everyone. So please do yourself a favor. Bring your family. If you did not purchase the ticket, come. There will be a way, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, to come and attend. But show the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying to yourself that I will come to Frisco Masjid inshallah and I will learn something the whole entire day about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There will be food vendors. There will be everything that you want inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ya Rabbana inna nas'aluka an tataqabbala minna salatana wa jami'a amalina wa an tajma'ana bin nabi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ameen wa aqim as-salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
استووا واعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من وجوه يومئذ ناعمة، لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم، ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله